Well, praise God for all the angels in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Does anybody want to share anything? Until I can get acclimated here. Hey, praise God. You can't say I didn't ask. Hallelujah. Everybody pray in tongues if you can, please. Say, I thank you, Jesus. You have given me grace. Favor. I have favor with the blessings of Abraham. I have favor with the healing anointing. I have favor with the fullness of salvation through you, Jesus. I have favor with your love. Your compassion, your peace, your mercy. You are alive in me, Jesus. And everywhere I turn, and whatever I do, I have grace. I have favor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen? Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, Derek Prince has got a lot of teachings on grace, doesn't he? Does anybody know who I'm talking about? Hallelujah. And over the many weeks and months, I've preached on grace. And I think if you don't understand grace, you're always trying to do something to get something from God. You know, it's not wrong to pray and quote scriptures and pray in tongues and everything else. But what you're praying for and what you're trying to get, you already have. You already have favor with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I got to go in a couple more pages here. We're going to talk about the power of Jesus, and that's His grace. His grace should be supplying us. Amen? If you truly believe, you know, a lot of people fight grace. Well, what if I sin? What if this happens? So on and so on. We shouldn't fight grace. We should start putting grace into our thinking that I have favor with God. Amen? Because if you have favor with God, you can get the supply you're looking for. But if you don't think you have favor with God through grace, then you're going to start probably speaking a lot of scriptures and doing a lot of things. It's not wrong to do that, but that's not getting it. Grace has already given it to you. You have favor with it, whatever way you turn and so on and so forth. Some people are still on milk. They haven't grown up, and they don't realize that this grace belongs to them, this favor belongs to them. He told Paul, my grace is sufficient. Amen? So the power of Jesus has already supplied. You and I have stepped into that power by accepting Jesus into our lives, and we should expect Him to supply. Amen? Whatever that may be. See, if I have grace, then I have favor with Abraham's blessings, right? That's finances. There's many other teachings there, but that's finances. I should have favor with finances. I should have favor with the gifts of healing. I should have favor with His love and His forgiveness. And I should have favor being in Christ that I don't have guilt or condemnation no more. You know, the enemy is always trying to accuse us. And if you can understand grace, that grace has put you in Christ because you've accepted Jesus Christ, and when it says seek the kingdom, you are seeking a kingdom of grace. He is the Holy Spirit, it's a spirit of grace. Amen? He always takes from Jesus and gives to us. Some people, because you've been in been having some problems almost all your life. You don't think grace is for you. You don't believe in grace. You fight grace. And therefore, you can't get supplied. God wants to supply you. Jesus has done it all for us. He wants to supply that. But it comes through understanding. It doesn't come through what we've done. It comes through what Christ has done. Amen? And so if he loves us, that means I truly have his love. It says if you obey the law of the Spirit, it'll set you free. Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus will set you free. The law of the Spirit is grace. If I want to be supplied with his love, if I want to be supplied with his forgiveness, if I want to be supplied with his finances, if I want to be supplied with the gifts of the Spirit, God wants to supply it. Say, I have grace. I have favor with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We want to turn, number one, if you would, Chris, to Philippians 4:19. See, God's made a covenant with you and I through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? He's made an agreement, a covenant with us. And God, Jesus, is faithful to that covenant. But in that covenant, in that agreement, there's many things that we don't confess. We don't, his grace, for example, we ought to be confessing his grace. We ought to be confessing his mercy. We're going to need mercy every day. So in order for God, or in order for Jesus to supply, that's his power, so we can have our supply each day if we need, whatever we need that day. See, we have to confess those things so God can supply it. Because what's going to happen, saints, you're going to get caught up in areas where you're going to try to quote maybe 15 scriptures, trying to build God into your life. But without grace, see, that's favor with God. I have favor with his faith, with his covenant. I have favor with his gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19. We've all been there before. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, he's already done everything. He has a great supply and riches, and he wants to supply that. Hallelujah. His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus, I should say. So the Bible says over and over and over, we are in Christ. And we have a great supply of Jesus Christ that belongs to us. But sometimes we get so taken up with our hurts, and sometimes we get so taken up with the day, we try to perform for God instead of receiving his grace. Amen? Instead of confessing his grace. So wherever you turn in Scripture in the New Testament, you have favor with God. So you have favor with God as far as healing is concerned. Grace, the gifts of the Spirit, are under God's grace. And so if you're trying to work your way there, you have a right to have favor with the anointing. If you need healing in your life, the gift of healing, you have a right to have favor with that, with God, and have that released in your body. Amen? But some of us try to work our way there. Some have got sin conscience, and we got things in our mind, and God wants you to understand tonight. Turn to John 17:4. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have glorified you on the earth. This is Jesus speaking. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. So it's all done. We don't need to perform, saints. It's not wrong to pray. It's not wrong to quote scriptures. But if you don't know the work he finished, and you're not speaking the work he finished, and it comes under grace, then you're going to try to perform all your life, and nothing's going to happen. Can you see that? Is that light and revelation to you? He said, he has finished it. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. So when he finished the work, you see, it now we get the benefits of that work he finished. Grace belongs to us. Favor in every area. Now, we all have to grow spiritually in some areas, sowing to the Spirit, reaping of the Spirit, renewing our minds. You see, we don't want to conform to the world. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. If you don't renew your mind, saints, you'll never speak grace. You'll never speak favor. You'll always speak what your mind's telling you to speak. If you renew your mind, you'll start speaking grace. You'll start speaking favor in areas you need to have favor. You see what God's saying tonight? If you don't renew your mind, if you're not transformed and changed, you see, you'll speak the old things. God, the Holy Spirit in you, is a spirit of grace, and He wants you to speak favor. He wants you to know you have favor for healing, favor for financial blessings through the blessings of Abraham. You have favor with mercy. You have favor with His love. You have favor with His power and His strength and the mind of Christ. You have favor in all those places. Maybe we haven't arrived there. Maybe we haven't got there where it's actually working in our lives, but that doesn't mean He ain't finished it. That doesn't mean the grace, everything is finished on this earth. Jesus finished the work. We're trying to perform to get Him to finish some more work, and He's already finished it. Amen? So just try to hold on to this tonight, saints. Try to hang in here with me, okay? It'll bless you. Hallelujah. And the dads that ain't going to be here Sunday, Father God, I bless these dads for Father's Day, Lord, that the blessings, wherever need they need, Lord, I ask the grace, the favor of God be upon them Sunday. And every day thereafter, I speak this upon their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're not going to be here, there's a blessing for you. Right, Bill? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't want anybody missing out on the blessings or grace of God. So He said, I've finished it all. Everything You gave Me to do, Father, I've finished it. So we ought to be walking in the finished work, right? We ought to be confessing the finished work. We ought to be transformed. That's why we seek the kingdom. It's a kingdom of grace, favor with God. That's why we need to understand the promises from Matthew to Revelation that are all yes, yes in Christ. That becomes our kingdom language. That becomes our grace. That's the stuff we speak. Amen? So I speak every day that I have grace. I have healing. I have anointing in my life. I have favor with that. Amen? See, a lot of us are trying to perform. We're trying to get there. All these little things that I minister on a Friday night, saints, it'll really build power into your life. It really will. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 4. Say, God has supplied through Jesus Christ. He finished the work. I have the benefit of grace, favor in every promise in Jesus' name. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Multiplied. Amen? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So if you pick out grace, He wants to multiply it. He wants you to understand that He wants to multiply favor in your life. That's what He wants to supply. He wants to multiply favor in your life. So when the devil comes to you and you speak the blood against the devil, He wants to supply the power in that which you're speaking so the devil will be on the run. So he won't steal your finances. He won't steal your health. He's an accuser of the brother. He'll throw darts in your mind. So God wants us to grow, and He wants it to multiply in our lives. Grace, having favor with God, so when sickness tries to come around, the devil tries to come around, poverty tries to come around, God wants to multiply the favor in your life. So that won't hang around. That won't become a part of your life. You're in this world, but not of it. Amen? Hallelujah. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. So if we don't grow in the knowledge of God, that God gave everything to Jesus, Jesus finished everything the Father gave Him to do, now everything is in Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is taken from Jesus and giving to us. Isn't that what that says? Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he wants you to have knowledge of what the Father gave Jesus to do, and Jesus finished the work. Amen? Can you see that? Can you see that? Someone say something. I feel like I'm in a shower. All by myself here. Gracie, just because there ain't many people here, don't fall asleep on me. I'm up here getting drunk in the spirit, and everybody's going, huh, huh? Yeah, exactly. Oh, is that what's going on? You're drunk out there? Oh, okay. But you hear me, though, right? Your ears are not so drunk you're dizzy. You hear me, right? Praise God. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. I want to understand God. I want to understand that Jesus finished everything that God gave him to do. And when I accepted Jesus Christ, I have grace. I have favor. So I have favor to receive the healing anointing, to receive the spirit of grace. Because the spirit of grace is taking things from Jesus and giving it to us. It's all finished, Jesus said. I've done it all. Amen? Go to 3. His divine power has given to us. See, I don't understand that. Do you understand that? Everybody's going, huh? How do you like that, devil? Praise God. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life. That's healing, finances, peace, love, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I don't know. There's no pictures up there. What are we laughing at? Oh, praise God. Through the knowledge of him, here we go again. Who called us by glory and virtue. Listen, saints. His divine power has given to us. That goes Leslie, man. She's going on the floor, man. Hallelujah. Everybody look over there. She's gone. Well, praise God. I've finished everything, Jesus said. Amen? Say, I have favor. Every area I walk in, I have favor. Jesus finished it all. I'm not going to perform. I have favor with God's laughter. Hallelujah. See, you oh, boy. Coming down. Praise God. Yes. The glory is dropping in this place. Yes. Amen. Shh. See, God's given us favor with joy. Amen? Hallelujah. That joy is sucking everything right out of her body, man, right now. It's all been drained out of her. Hallelujah. Well, we laughed all the way through one and two and three. What's four say? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There it is. See, you've been given the promises. You ain't been. We think he's passing it out like, you'll get one today. You'll get one next week, man. By which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers. See, that becomes your kingdom language. That's your grace. Promises from Matthew to Revelation. He's given us the precious promises. We ain't going to have to earn it. We don't have to perform. He's given them to us. Well, they're not partaking of our life because your mind is fighting God. Maybe you don't think you're worthy for a promise. You can find promises in Matthew all the way to Revelation. That becomes your kingdom language. That becomes your grace. Are you listening? That's the spirit of grace bringing the promises to you. You see what he's saying here? By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers, doing the same thing of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. See, we've escaped the corruption that's in the world. We're under grace. We ain't under corruption. We've escaped the corruption of the world. Many Christians walk in the corruption of the world. If you can understand this, saints, by which he has been given us to us exceedingly great and precious, he's given it to us. Father, I finished your work. I've done it all. So we should have grace or favor in the area of these precious promises so we can be partakers of his power, of his divine nature, of his spirit, of the supernatural, of the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, signs and wonders. Everything that Jesus walked in. Amen? That's okay. Laugh away, Leslie. Praise God. If you want to escape sickness and disease, which is corruption, if you want to escape... escape a sin-conscious mind, escape the devil, you got to tell him. You can escape the principalities and powers. You can escape being in this world and the corruption of the world is coming at you. You can escape it by knowing that you have his grace, you have his precious promises, you can partake of his divine nature. What does that mean? Jesus never fell into corruption. Amen? I've finished it, Father. Everything you gave me to do. Now, the Spirit of grace wants us to understand that. If it's finished, we got to stop performing. To pray in tongues at home, you will change your whole atmosphere. You will change your mind by praying in tongues. Do you know that? See, we got to understand, this is like Jesus is standing here, God standing here, and he's speaking to us. He's given us answers. Many people are still wondering, well, why didn't I get my finances yet? Why didn't I get my healing yet? Why didn't I get? Because you're trying to perform. You're not looking to the grace of God. You have favor with God to receive the healing in your body or to receive the financial blessings of Abraham. Do you know that? You want to partake of his nature, not your nature. His divine nature, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, given them to, he's given them to us. Father, I finished all the work, and now he's given us the precious promises. Most people don't even know what the promises are. Most people do not have a kingdom language. Kingdom is the grace of God. When you enter the kingdom, you've entered his grace. You've entered his mercy. And now you must learn the promises because you want to stay in the kingdom. You don't want the enemy drawing you back out of the kingdom, back into the flesh. Romans 12:2, don't conform. We don't want to agree with the world. We don't want to agree with corruption. We don't want to agree that if he's trying to accuse us, if he's trying to put sickness on our body, if he's trying to steal our money, we don't want to agree with that. We want to walk in the precious promises that through these you may be partakers of his divine nature. So I'm going to have a language, and I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to say I have favor with his love, favor with his grace, favor with his gifts, favor with the blessings of Abraham through Jesus Christ. If I'm going to have favor with the blessings of Abraham, it's going to come through his divine nature. And I must be a partaker of his divine nature. Are you listening? Amen? Oh, my ear's itching. Hallelujah. So God wants a supply. And he's teaching us tonight how he supplies. I have favor. Do you know how often you got to say you have favor before your mind will allow you to agree with it? See, you come up against something and you'll say to that situation, I have grace, I have favor. If it's the get out of my way. But your mind will want you to perform something to get that situation out of the way. He says, I want to multiply the grace in your life. I want you to grow in grace. I want you to get to great grace. Amen? So the power of Jesus supplies. I've done it all, Father. I finished everything. So there's nothing really we can do. It's all finished, is it not? I completed the work. I provided healing for him. I provided my mind for him. I provided my Holy Spirit for him. I provided my gifts for him. I provided my fruits for him. I provided the power and the anointing that breaks the yoke for him. I've done it all. I completed everything. Hallelujah. If you took that scripture and got that into your mind, just that 1 Peter, 2, 3, and 4? Oh, 2 Peter, where are we at? Is there 2 Peters? One's enough, I think. No. 2 Peter, 2 Peter. What did I say? 1 Peter? Well, read 1 Peter first. It won't hurt you. There's some good stuff in there, too. If you'll take 2 Peter and see where he multiplies, and if you get the vision into you by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace, that Jesus has completed everything, that will explode in your life. I've done it all, Father. My God shall supply your need. How? This is how he does it. Amen? Oh, boy. Can you see that? If you'll read that, stop performing. There's a lot of pastors that try to get us to perform. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 2. I don't know why I did that. I got dizzy from doing it. Hallelujah. Turn to Mark 6. Mark. Listen. My son called me from Rochester last night. We were talking for a long time. And he said, Dad, you need to fix your answering service. It ain't working right. I said, all right, whatever. And so we talked a long time, and he hung up. Betty was down the other room, and I was trying to get this thing to work, see? Well, the first time I coughed, and so when I replayed it the thing. And I couldn't get my tongue unwound, so I said, welcome to Creative Faith Ministries. Now, we're trying to get it at my house now. So finally I says, this damn thing. And I replayed it, and it came out, this damn thing. And she was down there just laughing, man. Oh, boy. And then finally, being from New Hampshire, I put on there, Betty says it, put on there, leave a short message. How'd I say it, dear?
Short.
Shoot! Hallelujah. Betty said, leave it there and see if anybody picks up on it. Okay. We're still in 2 Peter. Huh? Oh, chapter 6. Someone's listening. Yeah. I just want to show you how God supplies when you follow him. Amen? You've all seen this before. Mark 6. Let me see here. Mark, did you mark it? Oh, starting with 34, I guess. This is where he multiplies the bread. He supplies. See, when you follow Jesus, you should expect him to supply. And he expects you to know that you should know that we got grace and favor with God with everything. Because he's finished the work. And every promise is ours. Amen? See, if you got talking about his great grace, he goes on here in verse 34. Yeah. When he came out, he saw a great multitude. See, let's say he came out and he saw the people at Creative Faith. And was moved with compassion. Yeah, I wish he'd be moved on compassion with us. Right? Listen now. Because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. We all need to learn from the master. We all need to look at his life and knowing this Lord, this Savior, he finished everything. He gave us promises. He gave us the spirit of grace. He gave us an anointing. I have favor wherever I turn. I have favor with, say, I have favor with money. Money cometh. What happened to us? That's a good one, Ellie. Praise God. Well, praise God. Verse 35. And when the day was now far spent, there's a lot of people spent here. His disciples came to him and said, this sounds like us. This is a deserted place. Hallelujah. This is a deserted place. And the hour is late. They wanted to send them away. See, God supplies. If you're a follower of Jesus, the devil won't get you to leave. Your flesh shouldn't be able to get you to leave. Because you know that any moment now, God's going to supply your need. Whatever that may be. I don't care if it's a desert. I don't care if the hour is late. I don't care if you feel spent. He's already told us he's a God that supplies. Amen? These people needed to be supplied with what? Food. If you need money, you should be able to expect God to supply you finances. Why? I finished it all, Father. I finished it all. Amen? If you want some dreams or visions and dreams, I've finished it all. If you want to see miracles, if you want to see things come into your life, you got to expect to walk in grace. You got to confess grace. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Which one are you speaking? You got to speak life. And that's grace. That's favor with God. I have favor with God. I have his promises. I'm going to partake of his divine nature. Amen? 36. Send them away. See, everybody. If someone's bothersome to us, we want to send them away. You ever notice that? We don't want to supply any need. We want to do it. Send them away. Get them out of here. Get them out of my face. Send them away that they may go to the surrounding countries and villages and buy themselves bread. See, Jesus, listen now. What loaf of bread have you been gnawing on? He's the bread of life. Have you been eating on him? Have you been chewing on him? Have you been digesting him? He's the bread of life. Amen? But he answered and said to them, verse 37, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go? And they want to go buy it and so on and so forth. Verse 38, he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. That's when he says, then he commanded them to make them all sit in groups. They're going to get the supply. God is going to do a miracle for them. Jesus is going to do a miracle for them. I'm telling you, we ought to be walking that peace that he talked about earlier. He wants to multiply the peace. So that you can sit and Jesus will bring a miracle to you. I want to multiply the grace. I want to multiply the peace. I've done it all, Father. Every promise you'll receive and you'll walk in, taking on the divine nature. God says if you're a follower of Jesus, he wants to supply. He's already supplied it. He wants to do a miracle in your life. Amen? If you're looking for a parking place, you should expect God to provide a parking place. As simple as that. If you need a vehicle, you should expect God to supply a vehicle. Now, if you just want a vehicle to drive off to Hawaii someplace, you see. God wants to do a miracle. He sees our need. He knows what we need before we ask. He's saying tonight, have you listened to me? Have you listened to my spirit? Father God, I've finished it all for them. And I want to multiply the grace in their lives. I want to multiply the peace in their lives. Do you know people get so rattled, they go running off 4 or 5 different ways and start confessing things that's not even of God when they get into some kind of a problem? If you're allowing him to multiply the peace in your life, you should be at peace knowing that he's going to supply. And the Holy Spirit grace that's in us, he'll tell you, be at peace, be at peace. Why are you getting excited? It's the flesh that's getting excited. It's the flesh that's worrying. It's the flesh that's trying to figure things out. He said, just be at peace. I'm going to multiply your grace. I'm going to multiply your peace. Amen? Hallelujah. Then he commanded them to had them sit down. In verse 40, so they sat down in ranks in hundreds and in fifties. And when he had taken the five loaves, the two fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves. Look what Jesus will do for us, saints. Nothing in heaven will be refused if Jesus speaks on your behalf. He looked up to heaven. He's going to supply food for them. He's going to do a miracle for them. But first he says, I want you to sit down. I don't want you running all around the place and trying to figure out how to do this. Sit and be at peace. Sit down. And he broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples to set before them, the two fish, and he divided them amongst all. So they, in verse 42, so they all ate and were filled. You see, when they sat down, was at peace, and as they passed it out, it kept adding. God kept adding to it. Wouldn't you like to have your money never run out? Wouldn't you like to have the anointing in your life never run out? Wouldn't you like to have the knowledge and the wisdom in your life never run out? Wouldn't you like to be guided by the Spirit of God and have it never run out? In other words, you can sense the Spirit with you every day, the Spirit of truth. Wouldn't you like to have peace no matter what's going on in your family, what's going on with a husband, a wife, a child, whatever, you're at peace. You are a follower of Jesus. And I'm telling you, saints, he'll take care of us just like he did them here. Now, we may not necessarily need bread, but he'll do a miracle. You know why? The power of Jesus is grace. His grace is supply. His grace is power. I have favor. You and I have favor everywhere with God. Jesus said, I've done it all, Father. They don't have to really do anything. They don't have to perform. Amen? Praise the Lord. They were all filled. Wouldn't you like to be filled? I don't necessarily mean with food. Maybe you want to be filled with the anointing. Maybe you want to be filled with knowledge. Maybe you want to be filled with wisdom. Maybe you want to be filled with peace tonight. Maybe you want to be filled with the healing anointing. Maybe there's something going on in your body and you've been ignoring it. You're in denial. Maybe he'll fill you with a presence that will destroy that which is trying to come into your body. You know why? Because we're followers of Jesus. Because we're his body. Because we're kings and priests. Because we're his temple. But we got to learn to sit and be quiet. You know something? We shouldn't be doing more. We should be asking him to do more. Have you ever thought of that? See, sometimes we perform so much, we just got to do more and do more and do more and do more. We ought to ask him to do more. Amen? They all ate and were filled. I want to see people filled here tonight. Whatever you need to be filled with. Whether it's a healing anointing, whether it's peace, whether it's knowledge, whether it's wisdom, whatever it may be. Because remember, saints, when you walk out of here tonight, you should be confessing and continue to confess every day you have favor with God in every area, because he's given us the precious promises to partake of his divine nature. We got the promises. We're not partaking of his divine nature. That's power. That's supply. Because the Holy Spirit takes it through Jesus and gives to us. So it comes through Jesus. But he said, I've given you all these precious promises so you won't fall into corruption. Do you know how many Christians today are dying of disease, sickness, and all kinds of different things? That's corruption. That's a lie of Satan. Amen? Praise the Lord. So if you'll take this message tonight, saints, and just go over these scriptures, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you'll get light in revelation of his supply, of his grace. like you've never had before. The trouble is, you got to hang on to it, and you got to keep saying it, because your mind tries to tilt. It tries to kick things out that doesn't understand. Amen? This is the doorway to the Holy Spirit now. So understanding don't come from up here to here. It comes from here up to here. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if you would, Jeff, play Praise You, Jesus. Number 8 in the orange, Jeff, please. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're my healer, you're my salvation.
Yes, Lord, praise You, Jesus.
Son of David, the Almighty God, Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the Lord of all. You're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary, in all creation, you're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages, you are my refuge, you're my safe harbor in time. The Spirit, a heavenly Christ child, you're my loving shepherd.
Yes, Lord, praise You, Jesus.
My Savior, my Lord, designer, creator, Holy Spirit, baptizer, the light of this universe, you're the Lord of all. Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying alleluia and glory and honor and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of all. Majestic Savior, and He's come down from paradise to take us home.
praise you, Jesus. You ought to walk around daily with Jesus on your lips. Every time you say Jesus, you'll draw attention from the Father. And so if you're doing it, that's fine. But if you're not doing it, don't say it because, I want this to happen. Just say it. Just keep Jesus on your lips. I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. He's Lord of all, right? And so you're not trying to perform. You're just keeping Jesus on your lips. It'll keep the devil away. It'll keep sickness away. It'll keep disease away. It'll keep principalities and powers away. It'll keep poverty away. You see, if you have this backup thing working in you where you have favor with God. So I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You are holy, Jesus. And just over and over and over and over. Without walking out in the living room expecting a gold mine to fall through the roof or something. Just Jesus, just keep Jesus on your lips. And if you'll do that, you'll get the attention of the Father. There'll be a lot of things happening in your life. Believe me, because he's Lord of all. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've gotten away from Jesus. We've gotten away from saying Jesus. We've gotten away from, believing for that we have favor with God. You and I are followers of Jesus. Just like them people were. He wants to do a miracle in your life. He hears sees your heart. He hears what you're asking him. But if you go off in some trail trying to make it happen and you have grace and favor with God, you need to let the peace multiply in your life. Amen? Let the grace multiply. Let the peace multiply in your life. Let the promises start working. Let that be your kingdom language, the promises of God. I'm telling you, someday you'll start partaking of his divine nature. You'll start partaking of him. And anything that stands in your way, it'll move. It'll move. Amen? The wonderful power of his grace. He wants to supply tonight. So if you need to have something supplied to you tonight, you need to trust in Jesus. Come up here for prayer right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. We thank you for the Shekinah glory filling this place, Lord. We thank you for your precious promises. We thank you that grace is being multiplied. We thank you that peace is being multiplied. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you finished all the work, Lord. And now, Lord, we have favor in all these areas because of what you've done, Lord Jesus Christ. So we open ourselves up to you tonight, Lord, that you'll supply what we need, Lord, that you'll do more and we do less, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, I anoint her right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Power!
In Jesus' name.
Power
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 in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Power
in Jesus'
name.
Power
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Power
in Jesus'
name.
Power,
power,
power
in Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah.
Power
in Jesus'
name.
Power
in Jesus'
name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You see that angel hold me up? No, you didn't. Power in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the miracle he's looking for, Lord. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Spirit of grace, Lord. We thank you for your knowledge and your wisdom, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that he has favor in every area, Lord. If he needs knowledge, he's got favor. If he needs grace, he's got favor. If he needs wisdom, he's got favor. If he needs healing, he's got favor. If he needs the mind of Christ, he's got favor. In Jesus' name, power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Oh, Jesus, we love you tonight. We praise you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt and lift you up, Lord Jesus. You are the King. You are the Lord of all. And you have completed all. You've finished all the work, Lord Jesus. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us, that we'll bring glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, and that you will do as you've done for the people that needed the food, Lord. You'll do a miracle in our lives, Lord. You'll get us to multiply that grace in our lives, that peace in our lives, Lord. And we'll know because we'll know, Lord, that you're with us and you're going to do, Lord, what we pray and ask, Lord, because grace is ours, Lord. Favor is ours, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the kingdom of grace. We thank you for the kingdom language, Lord, all your promises, Lord, that you've given us, Lord. And we're going to partake of your divine nature. We're going to partake of you, Lord Jesus Christ, because every promise is yes, yes. And we give you praise and honor and glory. We lift you up. We draw all attention to you. We thank you for your power in this place tonight. We thank you for the joy in this place tonight. We thank you for that joy turned into laughter, Lord, for your glory. We just give you praise and honor and glory in this place tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.